And you're hanging up on me.
And you hung up on me. That was rude.
And you hung up on me, right.
I did not hang up on you. I would never hang up on you.
Okay.
Now
okay,
I would hang
girl,
up on my husband.
You got to give me a good number. I'm
That's
telling
That's the
you,
only number. How
last,
okay. How did
you
get through
you,
earlier?
Earlier, I never got through.
The first time when you called, you never got through? How did you know that
no.
you needed the CID number?
Because it said it on that recording thing.
Oh.
It said that. Yeah, I never got through. I've waited a accumulation of almost 4 fucking hours in the last 2 days.
No
on
way.
That stupid song that keeps going on and on. I said, she's trying to prove a point here. That's what the
no,
hell she's doing.
I would
doing.
Never do that.
She's
to
trying
you.
To, she is, she has given me a fucking phone number to show me just exactly what they have to go through to get somebody on the goddamn telephone. Because it says, oh, somebody will be with you shortly. My ass.
I would never
I
do
actually,
that to prove a point.
I actually had somebody in my office. And I told him,
look, stay on the phone.
I'll give you $150 fucking dollars extra if you can get this fucking thing taken care of. Here's the license. Read it to them dumb son of a bitches because apparently they don't understand that my license says exactly what the second one is. So.
I'm asking them if there's any other phone number. I'm telling them that you were on the phone for 4 hours on hold.
It's just bullshit. I said, she's disciplining me. That's what the fuck
no,
she's
I
doing.
Would never
she's showing me exactly what they have to go through to get somebody on
well,
my fucking
I mean, that's
telephone.
Part of it. That's part of it. That's what we got to deal with, too.
That's what I said, that's what she's showing me. She's showing me exactly how I'm fucking acting, what I'm asking, because I'm asking them to get this thing done. And what they have to go through to get this stupid son of a bitch thing done.
Better us than you, right?
Shit.
Better us than you.
My.
You're like, oh my gosh, can someone just come on the damn phone?
I'm in the office. I just throw it over there in the fucking corner and just let the music just keep going on and on and on.
Right? You walk away and it's still going.
It's still going and going. And then I got to use a fucking telephone, so I hang up and I call back, and it's the same shit.
Now, I know others have gotten through. I do know of others who have, but
yeah.
It takes a while.
Alive? It takes
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. Actually, they are.
Yeah. Understatement. Yeah. Oh, that's a while? Yeah. And they built the fucking wall down at the border and quicker. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I messaged him. He must be in a meeting right now, but I did tell him. I said, is there any other phone number other than this number? Michael has been on hold for 4 hours.
and chances are it's going to be again. I mean, the girl that I said I pay you $150 if you can get this shit done. And she goes, well, do I have to get it done today? I said, you don't get the $150 until you get the shit done. So. After a couple of hours, she goes, man, fuck, she said, fuck this. My life is too short for this bullshit. I said, so now you're throwing it back in my plate. She goes, so I should at least get $50 fucking dollars. I said, you didn't get shit done, you get nothing.
You gave up too quick.
That's right, you gave up too quick. I said, it's a good, well, I want to say, it's a good damn thing. One of those 5 fucking kids you had, you didn't stop in the middle.
Oh my God, you better not have said that. Be nice.
I do say stupid shit like that.
Yeah, if I hear as soon as I hear back from them to see if there's any other number or something, even an email, I can imagine
something.
Email's going to take just as long.
Shit.
I was like, when I came back to work, I'm all, really? Michael, you called me like 5 times in a row.
I called you and I said, you know what? I don't have nothing else to do. I'm going to call her one more fucking
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute. And you're like, I know this is what you're doing to me.
Right.
I was like, yeah. Poor guy.
I know you're doing this to me. You're doing this shit to me on purpose. You're trying to prove a point. I got it. I got the point.
You're like, noted. Noted. No, I would never do that.
I get it. I fucking
listen,
get it.
I've been on some phones. I have tried to get theirs, even with my husband, like when he was doing, going through his Social Security, I was like, oh my God. They're like, you're the next caller. There are 20 something ahead of you. And I'm like, and could you imagine each person that they're talking to is probably going to take about 20 to 30 minutes. And if there's 25
people
before me.
So goddamn stupid.
I'm like, this is going to drive me crazy. I might as well just call back first thing in the morning. As soon as they open up, I'll start calling right when it says, oh, we're closed. We open at blah, blah, blah. And I'll keep calling until when that clock hits and then I'm on the phone. I have to, or else you never get through. Or else you'll never get through. Yeah.
Right. Because people are so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all live in California. I swear to God, I can't believe y'all live there. You got too much intelligence to be living
in
California.
Here because our grandkids are here, or else we would have left. Our grandkids are here.
Well, pack them bitches up and come bring some south. Shit.
Okay, he just told me, here are two other numbers, but they will most likely lead to the same place, but try
it. God damn it.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
He said, hey, at least we could try, relax. You know, you're going to have a conniption, and that's not going to make you any younger.
What's a conniption?
Because you're over here throwing
a
fit.
I thought you only have conniptions in Ohio.
No, because you're throwing a fit. Hold on.
I thought only cheeseheads had conniptions.
No. Cheeseheads don't have conniptions. Stand by.
What do they have?
I don't know. I'm not a cheesehead. I couldn't even tell
you.
How
about this? How about this, Tony?
What's that?
That fucking Newsom just gave every fucking illegal health care.
I saw that. That's going to totally come out of my pocket.
People in California need to get your shit together and just storm that son of a bitch's house. You need to drag that fucker outside and kick him in the dick until he can't have kids no more. I'm telling you, you need to fix that motherfucker. I cannot believe it's $4,000 per person. Do you know that? Each one of you people in California pays $4,000 each.
I know.
And y'all just go, well, okay, all right.
Not me.
You know, what are we going to do? I'll tell you what I would do. I'd get me a goddamn baseball bat. I'd kneecap that son of a bitch. So you and your husband are paying $8,000.
That's crazy. Oh, boy.
When I heard that, I said, that can't even be legal. But no. Your freaking politicians said, oh, yes, come on in and have babies. What the hell?
I know. It's like, and he just went over that we're in a that we're in a really bad debt.
$37 billion. $37 billion. Your state is upside down.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that on the radio today. I said, "You got to be shitting me." If he was in the private sector, he'd be bankrupt fucking a decade ago.
Yeah, I was like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger started that shit, you know. That's no good piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. So it started from back then?
Yeah, it started probably before him, but he didn't help it at all. Especially when he was banging his nanny.
Jesus.
Why would you got Maria Shriver, you know? Well, maybe she's not doing the business, but hell. You gonna be banging your ugly ass nanny and get her knocked up or his housekeeper or whatever the hell she was? She was a midget.
Hey, I'm short. Don't talk about short people.
Yeah, but you know, you got,
no,
you look
I
at
know
all
what you're talking about. That's crazy. I know. I just like when I heard about how much in debt we are upside down, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna shut this off because I'm just gonna be like, yeah. that's why I stay in prayer and I stay positive and I just believe. Believe that one day someone will be, I believe that you vote for whoever's politically, whoever is biblically correct. Which,
who?
No one's ever biblically correct.
Oh, honey.
That ain't never gonna happen.
Oh, God. You got that Bible thing going on?
I'm not a Bible thumper, but I believe. Yes.
You do know, that was just a bunch of con man horse shit. They got people to believe because they didn't know anything about science that Mary was a virgin. We know that's a bunch of bullshit. You drag a woman across the desert for I don't know how long, you're going to get some action somewhere along the line. That's how she got knocked up. They just made
We'll leave that conversation for another day.
The science being what it is, you have a, I mean, girls can even get knocked up if you rub it on the outside, some of them, you know. Jesus. You know, they're that fertile. I know my ex-wife was. That woman, good Lord, if she thought about having sex, she was knocked out. Unbelievable.
Check your email, Michael. I send you those other two numbers. So try those. Let's see what happens. Let's say a prayer.
You know what happens? You want me to tell you?
What?
Did you say a big prayer?
I said say a prayer. Yeah. I believe in prayer.
Me too. I swear to God I do. Every morning I beg God for forgiveness. Please God. Please, I do. This is no joke. I go, I know I've done some bad shit in my life, but can you please, please forgive me and don't make me have a fucked up day again today.
Oh my gosh. You're so silly.
I'm serious. I've done bad stuff to people, but they had it coming. You know, they did.
But that's not who you are today.
No, because I quit doing that after I had children. I did.
Yes.
Because I didn't want somebody saying, you know, your dad ran over my dad last night. I don't want that to happen. Or
yeah.
He just beat the shit out of my uncle. Look at him. He's in the hospital. He didn't have to beat his ass that bad. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Well, good luck with those numbers. Let me know what happens.
Don't be mad at me.
I'm not.
Don't be mad.
I'm not.
Don't be mad about the Virgin Mary comment, okay?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. Okay. All right.
Sounds like you're lying.
I am not mad at you. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Opinions are opinions. You know what I mean? It's
still
not going to change the way I think about you.
That's a fact, and I still don't understand why Catholic priests can't get married.
We won't get into that discussion either.
But I do. I lied. I just lied. I do understand that a little bit because anytime you get hooked up with a woman, well, most times nothing good comes of it. You know, nothing good. Yeah.
All righty, Michael.
Hang on a second. I got one more thing to tell you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if I told you this or not. Did I tell you this about Father Barron?
No.
The guy who was going to marry us?
No.
Me and my ex-wife?
No.
Okay. I told Father Barron, and he's a good-looking guy now. He's a young guy. He started trying to marriage counsel me. I said, have you ever been with a woman? He said, well, no. I said, well, then you can't say nothing about a woman unless you've been with a woman. He goes, priests can't be with women. I said, try it. You know what he did?
No, he did.
And he quit the priesthood. I said, damn, you and Albanese's girl, you and that Albanese's sister?
Oh my God.
You can't be a priest no more, so I got to find somebody else who's got to marry you. Yeah, I said, I told him, I'm warning you, it's not going to be good for you. This is just the beginning of the end. I said,
I'm telling you,
that female part that God presented on this planet is a trick on man. I'm telling you, it's a trick. And he said, "Well, I'm all up in it now. So you know, I gotta quit." I said, "Damn it, damn it!" And then Elizabeth, she comes home and she goes, "You son of a bitch." I said, I know. Father Darren called me. Yeah. That's all my fault. Yep.
Well, God bless you.
I need all the blessings right. I can get. I swear to God. Okay.
Okay, my dear.
Okay, here's good what luck. I'm going to do. I'm not going to mess with you tomorrow or Monday. But if
okay.
I can't get through in two more days.
I'll hear you from you on Monday.
it'd be Tuesday. I'm going to be kind of sideways because I just don't know what to do.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know what to do. Goodbye.
Bye. Have a blessed weekend.
Oh,
bye.
Here we go. You're sounding like my daughter. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Goodbye.
Bye, Michael.